Hello, hello. This is Yuri with Moving Sales Professionals Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. And today we got a mortgage leader, lender, real estate professional, YouTube channel host, and overall honest, outstanding person, Braden Hatch. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks again for having me on here. And I know you were commenting on one of the previous podcasts I was on, so it was great to get connected and do this one-on-one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. So are in a lender mortgage world. So what has got you into the industry?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the funny thing. If you talk to, you know, anyone in this space now, we all kind of have the same answer that we fell into it by accident. And so that was kind of my story as well. It's just, I was always in banking. I was always in finance, you know, straight out of high school. I got a job at a bank because I wanted to work in finance. I wanted to kind of work my way up the corporate ladder. And then, you know, after doing that for about 10 years, I realized I don't want to do this anymore. I got tired of just the 9-to-5 grind and just all the politics that you deal with, you know, those big companies. And so ultimately found my way into mortgage. I liked the idea of, you know, something that was 100% sales and 100% commission, where I could, you know, there's no limit on what you can do and the amount of people you can help. And so that idea really resonated with me, as far as just being able to kind of, you know, one, be my own boss in a sense, without taking on the full, you know, of starting my own company. I still work for a company, but, you know, it's 100% sales. If you don't close anything, you don't make a paycheck. So I like that idea. And I hit it hard. I spent the first couple of years just really focusing on, you know, creating relationships with referral partners, with clients. And then over the past few years, I've gotten really focused on sharing that message through social media. And so hence the, you know, the podcast, the YouTube channel. And I like to have fun with it, right? Because mortgage by itself, you know, finance is kind of boring, but it's one of those necessary things that most of us need in order to purchase a home. And so I try to, you know, just educate people on what they can do, what options are out there for first-time homebuyers, for veterans, for self-employed guys. And I like to have fun with it, you know, so the videos can, you know, they're mostly informative and educational, but I do have a funner segment that I do on my channel called Mixology and Mortgages, where once we're done talking about, you know, a mortgage topic or something that can help you get into real estate, then we make a cocktail at the bar, we have fun with it, show people the recipe.
That sounds good times.
So it's just, you know, it's something kind of fun, right? So that's me in a nutshell.
That's cool. I used to bartend, so I can relate to some of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, long time.
I've been really
ago,
into craft
ago.
Cocktails. Like when I built my house, we left a spot open so I could build a bar in my basement. And so we did that right after I built the house. And it's been so much fun. Like talk about timing. I built it like 2 months before COVID hit. So I was like, I don't need to go to a bar because I have one right here in my house. So it worked out.
Yeah, I guess you got to try a lot of the drinks you have always wanted to try on your own.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Cool. Just started making my own. And so I've always been big into like cooking. And so I was like, well, I don't want to do cooking because that's too much of a mess, but cocktails is kind of fun. So I do craft cocktails, try to create, you know, just something fun that, you know, most people would enjoy. So
yeah, you definitely want to do something that's outside of your job, kind of something that's have a hobby of some sort,
right?
Like minus hockey, you know, if you catch
a hockey guy.
I am. I've been
okay,
playing
me
since
too.
I was 12.
I'm actually a massive hockey fan as well.
Yeah, I grew up, I'm a bit Penguins fan. I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
okay.
I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I met a lot of guys that used to play for the Penguins. So I have a newspapers for Post Gazette for when the Pens won their 2 cups, they're hanging in my office.
Nice.
And definitely. Anytime I can catch a Penguins game, I'm always
right?
there. I have a good record.
That's cool.
I live near DC, so I'm sorry to all you Caps fans, but anytime you see me to a game, you can just head for the exits.
There you go, right?
Because I got a streak at this point. I swear, I have a streak. Anytime I go to a Caps Penguins game or Caps game against any team, really, Caps lose. So I'm sorry.
Caps lose.
I'm sorry ahead of time for all you Caps fans. But anyway,
you know, that's okay.
Yeah, getting back to that. So
getting back to it, you're good, man.
Yeah, getting back. So how many years have you been doing it so far, man?
So I've been in mortgage for 8 years. It's really easy to keep track for me because I was a bank manager before I got into this, and I quit the week my second daughter was born. So I have two kids. I have a boy and a girl, and my daughter when she was born. Yeah, about right, literally a week before she was born, I put in my 2 week notice and said I'm done being a bank, you know, done working for the bank, and started my commission only gig. So I had a, you know, no choice but to make it because it was the only option.
That's awesome. I got two kids also. I have a
nice.
My daughter is going to be 5 next month, and my son is 9. He'll be 10 in October.
That's awesome. Very similar. Yeah, I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. My son's 11 and my daughter's 8. So
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's great to have one of each, right? And then you're done.
Perfect.
right. So judging by the current home buyers mortgage market, what is your projection for this year as it relates to the moving industry?
Yeah, good question. So I do still think it's a great time to buy. I know there's, you know, currently, you know, on a national level, less people overall buying just due to the, you know, interest rates rising and home prices rising. But again, you know, I do think that, you know, we are headed for a recession. I do think that that's pretty much inevitable. Most of the telltale signs are there, which... And it is. There's a lot of unfortunate things that happen with the recession. You know, nobody ever wishes job loss or, you know, bad luck on people or anything like that. But I do think there are going to be some positive outcomes from it. And so one thing that we do see in every single recession that's ever happened is lower interest rates when it comes to mortgages. And so I think that will help with the overall affordability. But again, it's going to be a little bit different because there are less people that can afford to purchase homes. I mean, that's just how it is right now. I know, you know, I'm taking, you know, about the same loan applications I always do, but there's just less people that are able to buy just because either, you know, interest rates causing it to be too much, maybe debt's a little bit too high. So we're kind of in a unique time. I think we're going to see a lot of people really focus on getting out of debt in these next little bits with credit card debt as high as it is, which will, you know, could potentially cause some home sales. There might be some people that, you know they have got a lot of equity. Maybe they can't refinance, so they have to sell their house to get them out of a tough situation. So I think we're going to still see, you know, home prices continuously, spread. Home prices, but then overall sales, I think, are still going to be steady throughout the year. So, you know, ultimately it comes down to opportunity, but, you know, there's still lots and lots of first-time home buyers and just not enough homes to keep up with demand currently. So I think it's going to stay strong for the foreseeable future.
So, and now for a quick message from our sponsors. If you're a moving business owner, you may have already heard of Moversville, an email marketing service that helps moving companies increase repeat and referral business. But have you heard of Moversville Connect? Moversville Connect is an incredible resource for all things moving. They feature an array of vendors and services that cater specifically to the moving industry. You can find companies that provide moving software, moving sales services, marketing services, moving equipment providers, and much, much more. Visit Moversville.com to learn more. How do you think that's going to potentially affect the moving market?
So with the moving industry, you know, I do think, you know, there are obviously if people buying homes, they've got to move. So I think we're going to see more of that when it comes to, well, let me put it this way. So as areas become more expensive, I know here in Arizona, home prices have been continuously rising. And again, it's pricing some people out of the market entirely. So I'm noticing I'm seeing a lot of people starting to move to other states. And so when you're moving to another state, I think within the same neighborhood, like if you're moving from one neighborhood to another within the same state, depending on the consumer, they may or may not hire a moving company for something like that. But when you're moving out of state, I feel like there's a lot higher chance of somebody hiring a moving company for out of state moves. So I think that's a smart place to kind of, you know, look for those people and find the people that are moving maybe across country and need those moving services. So I think for those scenarios, it's going to be good for the moving industry.
Rejoice, long distance movers,
right? Long distance movers. I
yes. Brayden Hatch is the saying, there's going to be more business for you. So let's get,
there we go.
Be all happy. That's all. That's more money for all of us. Right.
That's so, right. There's opportunity everywhere. You just know where to look.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And it's about being creative. It's about talking to guys like you and see if, you know, you can direct people to their moving company so they can make some extra money.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Hook them up with Moving Sales Professionals, LLC. That way we can get you guys all taken care of.
We can do that.
Moving's a hassle.
And now another message from our sponsors. For a limited time only, we have partnered with an SEO and marketing company with discounted rates for their services. Schedule an appointment via Calendly link below to learn more. Thank you. And now getting back to the podcast.
Because anytime you want to buy a house, like the moving is the worst part of it. I know this last time when I bought a house, I this was the third house I bought. I didn't hire a moving company because, again, same city for the most part. But I was like, next time, I don't care where I'm moving, I'm definitely hiring a moving company.
I can tell you, last time I got a couple of guys in the truck to help me move things, and they were actually from one of our clients. So it was like, you know, I only had to pay for the labor that they actually worked. But still, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you got to do the whole thing where you don't have to do the packing next time. And, you know, I'd love to people to come in and pack everything up and just move. It's going to make my life less complicated, certainly.
Oh yeah.
You know, absolutely. You accumulate so many things over time. You know, you think like, where did all this crap come from? You know, but yeah, you definitely accumulate.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, I thought I was living pretty, you know, within my means. And then we start packing stuff up and I'm like, what is all this? Like, I don't even remember buying.
Welcome to my world. I love it when people say, oh, you know, I have a 3-bedroom house. I think I only have 30 boxes. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
By the time you're done packing, you have over 100. You know, it's
all right. Yeah, that's 30 per room at least.
easily, right? So you also have a YouTube channel, Hatchman Loans.
I do.
Okay.
Hatchman Loans. Yep. That's my handle for pretty much everything.
Okay. Tell us more about the channel.
Yeah, of course. So this was an idea I had, you know, last year. So I've had my channel for just over a year. You know, nothing too crazy. You know, again, mostly just weekly videos that are informative. They can be anywhere between 5 minutes to an hour that I've had some of them go. Some of my podcasts will go a little bit longer. My podcast is called Happy Hour with Hatchman. So we do that one right out of the bar. The whole idea was to, you know, similar to this, we can have a conversation about just whatever happens. Like I had a guy from a title company that was on most recently, and we ended up just talking Star Wars the entire episode. Like, it was so much fun. So like, it's just, you know, we talked some business, but you know, we talked about things that we enjoy. It's similar to the way a happy hour would progress, right? So that's a big part of it. And then obviously the mixology and mortgages, which I mentioned before, that's just something that's fun for me. I hope that it's helpful for other people, because, you know, a little bit of both. We get to learn about mortgage stuff, learn about ways to, you know, get you either into home ownership or as a home investor or whatever your situation is. Again, I'm just here to educate people. And because I really do think that every single homeowner or every single person can be a homeowner if they're just shown the right way. And there's proof that being a homeowner just increases your wealth substantially from someone who's just renting. And so I love to share those things and show people how possible it is, because I'm living proof of it. You know, I bought a house when I was really young, and it was one of the smartest things I ever did. And I've been able to leverage opportunities to help, you know, make me more money and help other people in the meantime. So that's kind of my main goal. But yeah, it's just me. I don't do anything crazy. This is my personality. It's who I am. I make cocktails. We have fun. Sometimes I'll, you know, make jokes, and, you know, I do this little joke segment with me and my wife. And I just recently started one with my daughter where we tell dad jokes back and forth that are mortgage related. So it's just, you know, something to kind of entertain people, but hopefully they'll learn something at the same time, which will ultimately help them purchase a home.
Yeah, it definitely. It's, you know, like it's the same thing that we try to do here with our podcast is definitely, I mean, we want to keep it light. We want to keep it fun, but at the same time, we are here to provide real information, real education for what we're trying to build in general. And
absolutely.
It's actually funny. You were talking about the Star Wars thing, and I kept on thinking,
yeah,
I had this guy when I went to college. He was a replacement sociology teacher, right? But he was the craziest teacher. I literally had to drop the course because of it, because everything that he talked about, it was either about Native Americans or Star Wars.
Nice.
So the whole course, this is what typical class sounded like. So it's about the land, but it's with the Force. But it's about everything that we see, but it's about the Force being with us. And you're like,
wow.
By the end of class, you felt like your brain cells were seeping into the chair somehow. It was like I had to get that over with. Yeah, that was I had to. Drop
yeah,
that.
Like time and place, it man. Like we're here to learn stuff.
It was
appreciate
very painful.
The passion, but...
yes. Very painful.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody learns things differently, so that's interesting.
So, tell me, so you're doing a lot of social media things, obviously.
Yeah.
I read, you know, you were doing a lot of things with social media marketing and stuff like that. So, how are you taking advantage of that for your business? And what do you recommend to moving companies to do? How should they use it to get more clients? What avenues would you recommend going?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, social media is kind of interesting. It's, you know, it's really morphed over the years into, you know, started out as just kind of this social place for people to talk and give recommendations and whatnot. But more and more, it's becoming a major, you know, regardless of what platform, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn. I mean, there's so many different platforms. And so, you know, ultimately try to think about where your client or your typical client is and where they're spending the most amount of time. So, I mean, for me, you know, I like to help, you know, first time home buyers, business owners, as well as veterans. So those are kind of my three people that I tend to help the most. And so that's kind of who my audience is. And for the most part, they are on YouTube and on Facebook, because that's my, you know, people of in that age group or whatever it is. And you can get tactical with like targeted ads and things like that. I really don't do any of that. I post a video daily on all the social media platforms, just something quick and educational, usually 2 minutes or less. And then once a week, I have a more deep dive on a full YouTube episode, which, like I said, could be anywhere between, you know, 5 minutes to up to an hour, depending on the topic. And so I have found that by just sharing that information, it's just, you know, anytime I get a question, I have a little notebook I got right here next to my desk. I write it down. And then if I think that that's a question that a lot of people might have, I'll just do a quick little topic and, you know, just share. So like one that popped up the other day was buying an interest rate down, you know, how does that work? So I created a whole, you know, YouTube episode about that, helping, because again, even if it just helps one person, to me, that's worth it. So I'm just going to keep sharing as much information as I can. But it's surprising when you do that, when you give that information out to the type of people that you're looking to attract, they either find you directly or indirectly. And so a lot of the times someone will watch a video and that maybe it's not for them, but they know someone who might, you know, who might be in that scenario. So they'll send it to them. They'll reach out to me. We'll take a loan application and we'll get them on the, you know, path to home ownership. So it's just, it's all about consistency. Like, I try to think about it like this, right? You know, have you ever booked like a seminar or tried to teach like a big thing and, you know, try to get as many people in the room as possible to share your topic, right? Well, on social media, we have that opportunity with thousands of people every single day. We don't even have to invite them. All we have to do is just turn our phone around, share the message, put it out there. And you know, even just these quick little videos, you know, all on average get anywhere between 1,000 to 3,000 views. So, I mean, that's 3,000 people that are seeing my meshes every single day, even if only one of them acts on it. To me, that's worth it because it's a 2-minute video that took me hardly any time. And so that's what I recommend for any small business owner, moving company, whatever it is. Find out who your ideal client is and just share that message across social media.
Yeah, that's awesome. We need to, I mean, we're definitely doing that a lot because we're doing, and nowadays it's so much about the shorts too. And on Facebook, yeah, they increase the amount of time. So now it used to be 60 seconds. Now it's 90 seconds.
Now it's 90 seconds. Yeah.
Right. So you can definitely get a lot. You got, well, 30 seconds more of content. Wow. You know, I've recorded quite a few of these things that I was able to get right around 60 seconds. You know, like me suddenly skating with a puck promoting my next episode. So yeah, we had a few of those.
Exactly. Well, and you can repurpose a lot of stuff. So that's part of how we do it, is you work smarter. So those big YouTube episodes that I'll film, which will sometimes last, you know, 20, 30 minutes. Well, I can make seven, eight, 10 videos out of that one video that are just little short segments of something that I talked about. So give people kind of like teasers. It's like the trailer, right? Everybody loves trailers because it can
That's exactly what we do with our promotions on Facebook. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And so if you can do that for your own personal business and make it interesting and fun, and if you can capture someone's attention really fast, then they're going to want more, and then they're going to click on those longer videos and, you know, just learn more and more. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, you heard Braden talk about, you know, subjects that he can talk about and what have you when people have questions. So we're the same way. So if you guys are interested in us here at Moving Sales Professionals, us talking about a specific topic, please put it in the comments. We are certainly more than welcome to look at that. If quite a few people are looking at something in specific topic, we can definitely address that. So that would be something that we're more than willing to do. Now, let me ask you this. So I read something, obviously, I was looking through your stuff and trying to find some things on you. So I saw something about Chairman's Elite with Loan Depot.
Oh, yeah.
What is that and what was that about?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So Chairman's Elite is kind of like it's our President's Club. So anybody that's in, you know, the top, I think it's like 10% of sales for the company. You get their, most of the time it's called President's Club, but here at Loan Depot, we call it Chairman's Elite. And so that's all it is. It's just, you know, I'm consistently in the top, you know, percentage for sales that I do and, you know, with employees in the company. And so I get that extra little Chairman's Elite logo on all my stuff.
So out of curiosity, and speaking of that logo, it's right there in your background. Now I see it. But
yeah, there it is. Yeah, it is.
So just out of curiosity, now, how many of people in your company are using social media like you are?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because Loan Depot is a big company. I mean, I've met a handful. I know Alec, obviously, you know, he's one of our upper management guys in the company, and he does the most of it. He was one of my mentors, last year. So he was somebody I got to learn from directly. I was on a call with him weekly, discussing, you know, how to get tactical, how to find people and, you know, really use social media to your advantage. And there was a handful of other us, and I think there was a total of 12 of us in that class. So
in case you guys honestly, wondering, that's Alec.
It's probably less than 100
he's
people
talking about.
Yeah, it's probably less than 50 that are doing it to the level that, you know, where we need to be. I still feel like I'm not posting enough, but I'm doing the best I can with what I have available right now. So,
well, you're certainly making yourself more visible in that market. And while I'm using, you know, we're certainly, you know, my before we started this, my guy Paul over here, he came to me and said, so we were talking about marketing and advertising. He's like, so how do you feel about podcasts? I'm like, okay. That didn't turn long convincing because I was thinking,
absolutely yeah.
I
mean, let's do it.
Anything, any avenues that you can get, like it's free advertising or almost free advertising, you know, and it's
right, yeah,
it's getting your name out there, getting yourself known, you know. It's not so much about I mean, for me, it's not so much about promoting myself as a person. Yeah, I'm promoting my company,
of course,
I'm promoting the people that I'm bringing on, and I'm certainly want to make sure that industry professionals, whether they're new to the industry or whether they've been veterans and been in this for many years, we want to keep it interesting. We want to keep interest for no matter in what stage of the game in the moving industry you are. We want you to be interested in what we have to say, and we certainly want to make sure that to keep this light, keep this educational. And of course, if you happen to be interested in my call center services, please ask. But anyway,
yes, of course,
we're always here to have fun. So, and as we always say, the world moves on its own. Let the professional move yours for you. So once again, Braden Hatch, thank you so much for joining us. At some point, I'm sure we'll connect again. And we're going to have links for Braden. We're going to have links for us. Obviously, you can schedule an appointment, talk to us about moving sales professionals. You can connect with Braden and check out his podcast as well. And once again, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Let's talk moving and have a wonderful day. We'll see you all soon. Thank you.